three questions. Under 3 minutes.
Dana Talon and Brian Nichols are at Wheeler Park in front of the Ferris wheel and the giant letters that spell OKC.
One.
How did you come to DDS and how long have you worked there?
Well, I am a lifelong Oklahoman. I was raised in southeastern Oklahoma in the shadow of the world's highest hill in Poteau, Oklahoma. I went to a small school there and then went on to college at Carl Albert State College and then went to Northeastern State in Tahlequah. I got a degree in business management and went into retail management in a Hastings music store. I quickly realized that that wasn't for me and so looked for opportunities and I was able to interview for the position of a disability examiner in 1991. Mr. Nance was the administrator at the time, and I can remember my interview when I went up to interview for the position. Paulette Stout, who's now Noel's assistant, was the one to greet me at the door. So I'll always remember that day. It kind of sticks out in my mind. But I've been with the DDS now for 26 years in a variety of roles, QA, DHU, policy, and now the interim administrator, and I really enjoyed my time here.
Two.
What do you think are the biggest challenges facing DDS?
Well, I think as you hear budget talks at both the state and the federal level, that's one of our biggest challenges that we have, and that is to continue to provide quality services to the public we serve with the limited resources that we have. But that also really gives us some opportunities to consider what we do and how we do it. In technology, we really need to leverage that in a way to continue to provide efficient service delivery. With the baby boomers retiring, we're getting a new workforce, some of the millennials, they look at the workplace and the work environment a little bit differently. So we need to adapt what we do to really fit in and to make the DDS a more attractive workplace for that workforce in order to recruit and retain skilled individuals. I think, and then the SSA disability program itself, individuals are living longer, medical advances that we're making, and those are all great things. But SSA needs to look at the disability program, the policies that they have, and the procedures to really ensure that they meet with what the current situation is in order to not only provide benefits for individuals now, but also into the future.
Three.
What is the one thing that has benefited you the most in your approach to work?
Well, I just celebrated my 50th year. And so as I look back, I think of some of the trials, the challenges that I've had in my personal life. And I think that's helped me to understand myself a little bit better and maybe those around me. And so I approach things from the perspective of that there's lessons to learn in it. And sometimes I may be the teacher, sometimes I may be the student, but oftentimes I find that I'm both in any situation, that really there's an opportunity for learning and maybe some reciprocation of learning. And so that's really helped me in my approach to anything that comes to me both in work and as well in my personal life. One thing that I've found is that the paradox of life is that it's both really too short and really too long to be miserable. So I look for opportunities to grow, to learn, and really just to for a positive outcome in any situation that I face.
Bonus! So
we got lots of new people as well. Come on.
Dana and Brian get on the Ferris wheel.
So what are we doing here? What is this? Is this the bonus?
This is the bonus. And it's like, okay, Brian, why Ferris wheel?
Why a Ferris wheel? I think that's part of my approach to life as well, is to work hard and to play hard. When I moved back to Oklahoma City in 2009, one of the things that I did is I bought a season pass to Frontier City. So oftentimes on my lunch hour, I would just run over and ride a roller coaster real quick as part of my lunch break, just to kind of break up the day or the stresses of the day. So, I don't know. I've always liked amusement parks, and so I just thought this would be a fun place to go.
A panoramic view of Oklahoma City from the Ferris wheel in fast motion.
Three questions, under 3 minutes.